Today's Amud is Ma'ir Katan Yud Gemel Amud Aleph. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Yabez Mabez. So says the Mishnah, that Machnis Adam Peiroisav Mibnei Aganavim. A person, he has some fruits outside his house. He had a Amazon Fresh delivery. So he has some fruits outside of his house right now, and it's Chol HaMoed. And he's concerned that maybe someone's going to come steal them. So he wants to bring them into the house. And Lamaisa, it's a lot of groceries. It's a large amount. Perhaps he's a grocer. He's planning on selling them. He bought them wholesale. And it's a lot of groceries. It's a tircha to bring them inside. So be'atzim al tilchos chol hamoed, it would be aser to bring the peiros inside because of the tircha. However, it's a chashash davar ha'aved. He's concerned that maybe ganavim are going to steal the delivery. So the halacha is that he's allowed to bring them in. He's machnis adam peirosav v'nei ganavim. A person who's concerned because of ganavim, he's allowed to bring the peiros into the house. Now there's actually a few nuances in the halachas of davar avi that the place can learn from this case of the Mishnah. Number one, the Yushalmi Lamashal, the Yushalmi brings the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda is chaylik on our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you're chayshesh b'bnei haganavim, that's not a heter to bring the peiros into your house. What, it's a davar avid? No, it's not. Stand outside, you'll watch the peiros, and no one's going to steal them. If you make sure that, if you stand outside and you make sure to camp out by the peiros, so then no one's going to steal them. So says Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a davar avid. Our Mishnah clearly argues, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like our Mishnah holds, that even though technically speaking there's a way to avoid the Davar HaAved, you could technically camp out and protect your peiros, that's not incumbent upon you to do. That's, you're not mechuyev to do that. If a person, and this is a clown Hilchos Davar HaAved, if a person has a situation of Davar HaAved, even though technically speaking it's possible to do something to avoid it, but that's not the normal thing, you're not mechuyev to do that. It could be considered a Davar HaAved, and you have a heter to perform malacha or tircha, and in this case, bring the peiros inside the house. A second nuance that we see from this halacha is that besides the fact that you're allowed to do malacha for a davar aved, you see from here, even for a suffik davar aved, it's not for sure that someone's going to steal the fruits. It's he's chayshesh b'pnei haganavim. He wants to bring it in because he's chayshesh. He's concerned that maybe the ganavim are going to come steal it. Nowhere does it say that for sure. You can't know for sure ganavim are going to take it. So it's only a suffik davar aved. And afal pi kein, that's considered included in the heter of davar avin, and a person would be allowed to do malacha in this situation. So there's a prima gadim who says that this, that safek davar ha'aved is mutter. There are different rishonim that bring this as a klal, that safek davar ha'aved is mutter. You're allowed to do malacha for safek davar ha'aved. The prima gadim makes a contingent on whether you hold malacha on chol hamoed is aser midarais or midarabanan. He says, if you hold that malacha is aser midarabanan, so safek davar ha'aved, safek darabanan, lekula. Whereas if you hold that malacha on chol hamoed is aser midaraisa, so then it's a safek darabanan, and you would not be allowed to do malacha for a davar aved. And the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Halacha, he proves that no, that's not the case. That even certain Rishonim that say that malacha on chol hamoed is asa midaraisa, they still say, they mention this cloud that safek davar aved is mutter, even if you hold that malacha is asa midaraisa. So what would be the pshat if the isa malacha on chol hamoed is midaraisa? So why would you have a heter to perform malacha for a safek davar aved? Why don't we say safek daraisa l'chumra? So the pshat could be based off of a ritva that we've mentioned in the past, that the Ritva explains, that as we'll see really later in the Amud, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that the whole reason why Chazal Aser Malacha, or the Torah Aser Malacha on Chol HaMoed, is because of the Tircha that's involved in doing Malacha, and that's going to take away from one's Simchas Yom Tov. So what's the pshat that when you have a Davar Aved, there's a Heter to do Malacha? Because again, what's the only Isser to do? What's the Isser? The Isser is because it's going to give me Tircha, and that's going to take away from my Simchas Yom Tov. But if a person has a situation, he's in a Matziv of a Davar Aved, so then it's the opposite. Then refraining from doing Malacha, and having suffering the loss, that's going to take away from his Simchas Yom Tov. So that's why when there's a Davar Aved, do the Malacha, because that's actually going to enhance your Simchas Yom Tov. With that being the case, so it could be even a Suffolk Davar Aved. If a person just knows knows the fact that he has a suffix loss, that's also going to take away from his Simchas Yamtiv if he's going to have to refrain from doing malacha. And performing malacha is actually going to enhance his Yamtiv because it's a suffix davar aved. So it could be, if you go with this ritva, so that we could understand, even if you hold malacha on Chol HaMoed is asamida reisa, that's why suffix davar aved has a heter to perform malacha. Again, back in the Mishnah, the Machnas Adam Peiraisa Bnei Aganavim. So we had this case that you're allowed to bring in your fruit inside the house if you're concerned for Ganavim. Another case of Davura Aved is Vishayla Peshtana Min Amishra. A person, he has his flax that's soaking in water, and he needs to now take it out. If he leaves it in the water for too long, so that's going to ruin it. It's a davar aved. There's tircha involved in taking everything out. So lemaisa is allowed to b'shvil shaloi teivad, if in order to prevent it from getting destroyed, from getting lost. So he's allowed to take it out. Ubilvad shaloi yichavin es malachta b'mayit. As long as the rule is, like we've mentioned in the past, that you're not allowed to be yichavin malachta b'mayit, you can't purposely push off your bringing in the fruit. If the delivery came, you know, much before Yom Tov, or you knew the flax had to get taken out already before Yom Tov, you can't just say, oh, I'll wait till Chol HaMoed because I'll be off of work anyways, I'll have more time on my hands. That you're not allowed to do. And more than that, says the Mishnah, that Vekulan, by all these cases, Im Kivnu Malachta B'mayed, if you were Ivram, what Chazal said, not to be Yechavi Malachta L'mayed, and a person was Mechavi Malachta L'mayed, so then the halacha is that he's not allowed to benefit from the malacha that he did. It has to all go and get lost. He's not allowed to benefit from it. They even gave a kanas, even b'di'eved, to a person who did malacha in a situation when he was mechaveh malacha l'mayit. Says the Gemara, now Tana, ubilvad sheyachnisam betzina l'teich beisai. And even though we gave a heter for davar aved to bring the fruit into the house, that's only if you do it privately. You have to try your best, even by a davar aved, to do it privately. Rashi Niksav Yad explains that because if not, if you do it publicly, other people might learn from you and then be mako and do it in situations where you don't really have it, where they don't really have a heter. So therefore, even when it comes to a davar aved, a person has to try to do the malacha, at least if he can, he has to try to do it betzina. Rav Yosef Havale Kshura, Rav Yosef had heavy beams that he needed to move them. So Ailinu Biyamama, so he moved them during the day, mamish smack in the middle of the day. So Amar Le Abaye, so Abaye questioned Rav Yosef, and he said, how are you allowed to do that? But Tanya, we learned in the Braisa we just mentioned, you're supposed to move the fruit into your house, betzina. So how are you allowed to move the beam so publicly? It was a davar aved. You couldn't leave them outside. Fine, you had a heter to move them. But how did you do it in the middle of the day? It's so public. So Amar Leis, Rav Yosef explained to Abaye that sinah dahani yamamahu. Privately just means to do it in the most private type of way. So now beams, yeah, technically to do it at night, you might have thought that that's called doing it more privately, but it's actually not true. Transporting the beams during the day, that's actually going to be the most private type of way to transport them. Why? Because kaven de belaila ba'u gavri yaseire, since at nighttime, it's hard to see. And in order to move the beams, it would require even more people to get involved. Ubayi midaychri, and it would require some extra midaychri denura, and it would require some light, some lamps. So that would actually be av shemilsa. That would actually create a big scene, and that would actually be worse than transporting it in the middle of the day the way I just did it. So that's why I transported it during the day. The Mishnah said v'shayel peshtanim in Amishra v'chulu. So we're really going to focus on the hemshach of the Mishnah that said that there's a kanas on somebody who did malacha and he was mechaveh malachta l'mayid even for a davar aved, that he's not allowed to benefit from what he did. So the Gemara asked the shayla now. Bayi minei Rabbi Yirmiya mirabbi Zeira. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the shayla from Rabbi Zeira. Kivei malachta b'mayid u'meis. Let's say a person was mechaveh malachta l'mayid and then he died. So now he has this fruit that he brought into the house that he was mechaveh malachta l'mayid. He wasn't allowed to benefit from it. Now he died. Mahu sheyiknesu banav achrav. Are his children allowed to benefit from that whatever malacha that he did? From, let's say, in the case of the fruit. Are his children allowed to benefit from the fruit? Or did Chazal's kanas that they gave to the father, does that carry on to the children? So the Gemara now is going to bring up a few different examples in Shas where we cleared this Shiloh and we discussed whether we gave a kanas to the person's children. When we gave certain kenasos, whether we gave the kenas to the person's children, and the Gemara is going to discuss whether or not that halacha can be applied to Chol HaMoed. So the first one the Gemara is going to bring up is a case of a bechar. So a kayin, the halacha is that if a kayin would often like it if his bechar had a mum, because if he gets a mum, so then to a large degree it gets treated like chulin. He doesn't have to bring it as a karban, he gets to just eat it wherever he wants. So a kayin would typically like it if the bechar that was supposed to be given to him has a mum. Now, because of that, kayhanim were chasha that they might even give a mum to the bechar. So the halacha is that Chazal gave a kanas, that if a kayin gives the bechar a mum, if he makes a mum on a bechar, we kanas him, then now he's not allowed to benefit from that animal, from that bechar. So now the Gemara in Bechayres declares, what about if he then dies? Do we give a kanas to his children? So says the Gemara, that im timtza leimar, tzaram, aizem bechar, kansu b'nai achrav, if you're going to tell me that the halacha by bechar is that we do give a kanas, that if a person gave a kanas, he gave a mum to the ear of the bechar, the kohen gave a mum to the ear of the bechar, and then he dies, that we kanas his son after him, that his son is not on the benefit from the animal. Even if you're going to tell me that we do kanas his son in that situation, you can't apply that to the halacha of Chol HaMoed. Because over there it's different. Mishum de isura daraisa. Because over there it's an isur daraisa, seemingly as opposed to Chol HaMoed, which is only an isur midrabanan, where at least b'mechavim malach de lemayid, that for sure, that's only an isur derabanan to be mechavim malach de lemayid. Even if that's a malach is daraisa, but the isur being mechavim malach de lemayid, that's only midrabanan. Again, so the Gemara is saying that even if you're going to tell me that by Bechar, Chazal gave a kanas to the person's son, you can't apply that to Chol HaMoed, because Chol HaMoed is more kal. It's not midaraisa. To be mechavim malach de lemayid is not midaraisa, and maybe they did not give a kanas to the son. So now the Gemara moves on to the next case. So the next case is a Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara over there discusses the fact that a person is not allowed to sell his Eved Kanani to a guy. Because if you sell your Eved Kanani to a guy, so now an Eved Kanani is chayiv in mitzvahs like a woman. She's chayiv to keep the same mitzvahs as a woman. If you sell the Eved Kanani to a guy, he's not going to be able to keep his mitzvahs. And Chazal gave a kanas that if a person sells his Eved Kanani to a guy, and the Eved Kanani subsequently runs away from the guy, and he comes back to the Yid, the halacha is that the Eved Kanani goes free. He's not your Eved anymore. We give you a kanas that he's not your Eved anymore. So now, what's the halacha if the father who sold the Eved Kanani to a guy, if he dies, and now the Eved Kanani runs back to the guy's son? So is the son allowed to keep the Eved Kanani? So the Gemara declares the shaila whether or not we give a kanas to the son. So says the Gemara now over here in Ma'id Katan, that ve'im timtzalai mar machar avdei lo'ay v'kechavim umeis, kansu b'nai acharav, even if you're going to tell me that when it comes to selling an Eved Kanani, we do extend the kanas to the person's son, that's mishum dekol yoyim mafkalei mimitzvahs. That's because that's very chamer, because every day that the Eved Kanani is by a guy, he's not able to keep the mitzvahs that he's mechayiv to keep. But hachamai, but over here, by Chol HaMoed, we don't have any such, it's not as chamer as these two cases, and therefore what's the halacha? Do we give a kanas to the person's son when it comes to Chol HaMoed, when it comes to a person who is mechavim malach to lemayid? Gavr kanis rabbanan v'halayse. Do we say that Chazal gave the kanas to the person? They kanas the person, in this case, the father, who's no longer with us. Aydilma mamayna kanis rabbanan. Maybe Chazal gave a kanas to the fruit, to the money that the person was marviach through this iser. And v'ha'isei, that's still here, the fruit are still here, and maybe they gave a kanas to the person's son as well. That's the Gemara Shailah when it comes to Chol HaMoed. So says the Gemara Amar Leh, so again, this was all the Shailah that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rabbi Zeira. So Amar Leh, Rabbi Zeira says back to Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says back to Tanisua that I've arrived from a Mishnah. A Mishnah in Shvias, it says that Sadesh and Iskavtsa b'Shvias, if let's say a person, he takes away, he removes the thorns from his field on Shvias, on Shemitah, so that's Aser to do that. The halacha is that even though he did this, Tizara la Maitse Shvias, he's still allowed to then go ahead and plant his field on Matse Shvias, even though he's benefiting from the malacha that he did. That's not such a chashav an avayda, it's not such a chashav an avayda, and therefore we allow the person to then plant this field Matzei Shvias. However, netaiva nedaira, a person fertilizes his field. Netaiva means mamish, fertilizes. Or nedaira is what we spoke about in the past, that he moves the animals around his field for the animals to fertilize his field. So that's already a more chashava avaida. And in that case, loy tizra lamatzei shvias. He's not allowed to plant his field then on matzei shvias. So then we gave a kanas. V'am Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina, and Rabbi Yaisi Bar Chanina told us that naktinan, we have a mesaira, that heitiva v'meis b'nai, the halacha is, v'meis, the heitiva v'meis, let's say a person, he fertilized his field, so there's a kanas, he's not allowed to now plant the field matzei shvias, v'meis, and then he dies, so b'nai zaira, his son is allowed to plant the field matzei shvias, the kanas does not extend to the person's son, alma l'didei kansu rabbanan, l'brei lai kansu rabbanan, you see that when Chazal gave a kanas, they give it to the gavra, not to the mamon. They gave it to the father, and not to the son, not to the field. And memelo, the son is not included in the kanas. So al chanami l'didei kansu rabbanon lebrei lekansu rabbanon. So too by chalamayid, we should assume that the kanas is only on the father, and the son is allowed to enjoy the fruits. Amar Abaye, Abaye says another raya that the kanas does not extend to the children. Says Abaye, the naktinon timei taharaisav, if a person's metameh, the taharaisav of his friend, Reuven goes up to Shimon and he's metameh Shimon's tairis, and so that's really, it's hezek she'enai nikar. Medina, meikar the dina, he's potter from paying anything because it's hezek she'enai nikar. The hezek, the damage that he did is not recognizable. However, there is still a din to be yaitzeh b'dei shamayim, and there's a kanas that he has to pay, even though it's hezek she'enai nikar. So now this person, he was metameh the tairis of his friend. Reuven was metameh Shimon's tairis. Now he has a kanas that he has to pay Shimon. Umeis, and then Reuven dies, so loikansu b'nai acharav, they weren't kainis the Reuven's son, he does not have to pay Shimon. Now my time, why doesn't Reuven's son have to pay? Isn't he chayiv to pay in chayshim mishpat? No, because it's hezek she'enai nikar loishmei hezek. Because really it's hezek she'enai nikar. And therefore, Mekar Adin, that's Leishmei Hezek, that's not considered actual Hezek, that Reuven's son would be obligated to pay off his father's debt. And L'didei Kansu Rabbanan, L'breilei Kansu Rabbanan. Even though there's a Kanas, but the Kanas only went to Reuven, they didn't extend the Kanas to Reuven's son, so this is again another proof that you see Chazal did not typically extend the Kanas to the person's children. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. Now we're going to finally talk about the fifth and final heter to perform halacha on Cholamayit. We've mentioned in the past there are five heterim to perform halacha on Cholamayit. There's Tzarech Hamayit, there's Tzarech Eichol Nefesh, there's Davar HaAved, and there's Tzarech Rabim. Now the Gemara is going to focus on the Gemara on this Mishnah is going to talk about a fifth one, and that's a Payol She'ein Loi Mayoichal. So let's see it inside. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah first starts and talks about a seller. The Mishnah says that Ein leikchem batim avadim ubehema elo letzarech hamayid. You're only allowed to buy a house, a slave, or an animal if it's a tzarech hamayid. But otherwise, making a business transaction, buying a suit on Chol HaMayid, just stam, that's aser. What's the iser? There's no malacha involved in making a purchase, but it's a problem al tzircha. Making a business transaction, the idea of doing business, that's considered a tircha. If a male, a person's not allowed to make a transaction, you're not allowed to buy something on Chol HaMayid. You can't go to the store and buy things on Chol HaMayid unless it's a tzarech eichol nefesh. Or different tzarechei amayid, but otherwise you're not allowed to buy things on Chol HaMayid. By some talk about if there's a big sale, so maybe that's avurei revacha. There's a heter al avurei revacha to buy things that's on a big sale, but otherwise minastam, a person's not allowed to make purchases on Chol HaMayid. So, but again, if it's a tzarech hamayid, so then you are allowed to buy the houses, the slaves, or the animals. Or if it's because the seller doesn't have what to eat. If the seller doesn't have what to eat, so then that's the tzarech hamayid for the seller, and that would also be mutter to buy something from him in order to give him the cash. Now ask the Gemara Shaila. Boi minei Rava mi Rav Nachman. Rava asked the Shaila from Rav Nachman. Schar pu'ula she'in lo mayoichal mahu. What's the halacha? Are you allowed to hire someone? You have work to be done. And it's not letzarech hamayit. So be'etzem, you do not have a heter to do the malacha on Chol HaMayid. But you want to hire someone. He's a payol. She'in lo mayoichal. He doesn't have anything to eat. So you want to hire him for his sake in order to give him some money because he doesn't have what to eat. He doesn't have bread and water pasha. So are you allowed to hire him to do malacha for you if the malacha is shelo letzarech hamayid in order to give him something to eat? Mahu, what's the halacha? And now, even though the Mishnah spoke about a seller, but a payel is someone who's doing much more strenuous work, work. So and it might actually even be actual malacha involved. And so maybe that's going to be more chamers. That was his shayla. That was Rav's shayla from Rav Nachman. Does this have to apply even to a payel? So Amar Lei. So Rav Nachman said back to Rav that Tanina, you could deduce the halacha in this case from our Mishnah. The Mishnah says Oylu tzarech ha-maycher she'in lo mayaychal. It says you could buy these things for tzarech ha-mayed or for a maycher who doesn't have what to eat. Now, if you're allowed to buy Letzarech HaMayed, so included in Letzarech HaMayed is a seller that doesn't have what to eat. So this that the Mishnah then says, Oy Letzarech HaMayecher She'in LaMayeichal La'asuye Mayim. What's that coming to include? Lav La'asuye Schar Pu'ula. L'chayra, it's coming to include a payel She'in LaMayeichal that he also has a heter to do Molach on Chalamay. Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rava says back, no, Loi Perushe Kamifarish. I could tell you that it's just explaining the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha had said that you could buy these things at Tzarech HaMayed, and Smashma, whether the Tzarech is for the buyer or for the seller. For the buyer, we understand why buying things could be at Tzarech HaMayed. Why would it be at Tzarech HaMayed for the seller? On that, the Mishnah was explaining, because the seller doesn't have what to eat. But not that it's extra to learn something extra from our Mishnah, it was just Pashat explaining the Reisha. Says the Gemara Isfei Abaye. Abaye asks, or really bring a raya. He says that the halacha is saying kaisvin shtari chayiv b'maye. The Mishnah says that you're not. The Braisa says you're not allowed to write a shtar chayiv on cholamayit. If let's say Reuven lends money to Shimon, so Shimon now owes Reuven $100. Reuven is not allowed to write it down and have Shimon sign it and write down the whole shtar that Shimon borrowed the $100 from him. He's not allowed to write it down. However, if Reuven doesn't trust Shimon, he thinks that Shimon's going to deny the fact that he borrowed the money, where he doesn't have what to eat, we'll see what that means in a moment, so then you're allowed to write a shtar. So now, we understand if you don't believe him, if Reuven doesn't trust Shimon, we understand the heter involved over there, that there would be a heter to write a shtar. But what does this mean? That he doesn't have what to eat? What does that have to do with a heter to write a shtar? So my love, we're talking about the cipher, that there's a heter because of the cipher who doesn't have what to eat. If the scribe is a payel, he doesn't have what to eat, so that's what the Bryce is saying, that you could write down the shtar if you don't trust him, or if the payel, if the scribe, if the cipher doesn't have what to eat, shma minas. So you see a raya from here that there's a heter even for a payel, she'ein lo mayaychal. Hence the fifth and final heter to perform malacha on cholamayid is a payel she'ein lo mayaychal. Now ask the Gemara Kasha. Ma'isav Rav Sheshas. Rav Sheshas asks the Kasha. The Chachamim say, Mesachas Psachim, that Shalosh Umanyos Eisen Malacha Ba'arve Psachim Ad Chatzos. That there are three types of professionals that are allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach, even though there's a minhag not to do malacha. There are three professions that those professions a person's allowed to perform the malacha on Erev Pesach ad Chatzos, at least until Chatzos. What are the three professions? Hachayotin, Vasaparin, Vakaivsin. Tailors, barbers, and people that have laundromats, Vakaivsin. So hachayatin, why do we give a special heter for tailors? Shekena hedya teifer kedarka b'chulo shel mayid. Because we find that a hedyet has a heter to sew normally on cholamayid. So what the Gemara assumes right now is that just like we find in the cholamayid is a heter for a tailor to sew, so kol shekena on Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach is even more college just a minuk, and therefore if we find the heter on cholamayid, then kol shekena that the heter is going to apply to Erev Pesach as well. Asaparin, the barbers, vakoivsin, and the laundromats, shekena ba'am in medina sayam, because we know that someone who comes from medina sayam, we'll have this as in the next mishnah on Yigimel Beis, the first mishnah of the third parak, that someone who comes from far away, vayaitzi mi beis ha'asurin, or someone who comes out of jail on cholamayid, they're mutarin l'sapru l'chabis. We find that they have a heter to get a haircut and to do the laundry b'chula sholmayid. So again, since we find that there's a heterim for this on cholamayid, so then kol shekein, we could say that there's a heter on Erev Pesach. Now, says the Gemara like this. Ask the Gemara. V'yisal kodaitoch schar pu'ula she'in l'mayayichal shari. And if you're going to tell me that any sort of malacha in the books, that if you have a payel she'in l'mayayichal, he's allowed to do the malacha on cholamayid, so then kol malachis nami lishteru. So then all malachis on Erev Pesach should be mutter. Da'ika schar pu'ula she'in l'mayayichal, because we find the heter for every single malacha in the books on cholamayid. Since every single malacha in the books on cholamayid has has a heter when you're dealing with a poel she'im ma'yoichal, so then it should come out that there's a heter to do every mulach in the books and every Pesach ad chatzos. And we know that that's not the case. So it must be that there is no such heter for a poel she'ein l'mayoichal. If you're going to tell me that there's a heter for a poel she'ein l'mayoichal, so then we lost the Isser Malach on Erev Pesach. Maskel for Rapapa. However, Rapapa asked them, Rapapa asked Rav Sheshes, that Elamiata, if your understanding is correct, that any time we find the heter on Chol HaMayim, so then that heter is going to apply on Erev Pesach as well, so then even if, ignore Payel She'en L'mayayichal for a second, I'll stop asking you a kasha on you, that Binyan Lishtere, it should be mutter to build skyscrapers in Erev Pesach. She'ken Kaiso HaGoya L'Rishus HaRabim, Saiseru Bayne Kedarkai. The halacha is that if a person on Chol HaMayim has a wall that's leaning over into Rishus HaRabim, and it's a sakana, so he's allowed to knock it down and rebuild it on Chol HaMayim, and they have sakana. So we find a heter for building on Chol HaMayim, and if so, Erev Pesach should also have a heter to build. And Maskel for Ravina, and Ravina adds on that Elamayata, if you're correct, that any time you have a heter to do Malacha on Chol HaMayim, so then Kol Shekin you have a heter on Erev Pesach, if so, so then Lavlor Lishterei, it should be mutter for a person to write things on Chol HaMayim, to be a cipher on Chol HaMayim. The cipher should be able to write Tefillin Mezuzos, sorry, on Erev Pesach. Everything should be mutter to write on Erev Pesach. Shekin Kaisvin Kedushay Nashim, Gittin, Vishayvarin, because on Chol HaMayim we find a heter to write a shtar for kedushin, for gittin, or a receipt. So if so, then Erev Pesach should also have this heter, which of course it doesn't. So this is stamakash on you. So Elo Amar of Ashi, rather said of Ashi, that you misunderstood the whole Gemara Pesachim. Moyed Arba Aser Karamis, you're making comparisons between Chol HaMayim and Yodalad Nisan, because you saw in Pesachim we made this comparison. No, you're missing the boat. Moyed Mishom Tirchahu. The Isra Malacha on Chol HaMayim is because of Tircha, like we mentioned in the past. Ubimakim Seida Sharu Rabbanan. And that's why on Chol HaMayim we find many a Terim, because there's Makim Seida for Davra Avid, because the don't Isra Malacha is because of Tircha, it's going to take away from your Simchas Yom Tov. So therefore, when you have a Davra Avid, the Rabbanan were matter to you to do Malacha on Chol HaMayim. That's the name of the game when it comes to Chol HaMayim. So we are going to find a lot of Heterim that are not going to be comparable at all to Erev Pesach, because Arba Asar, Erev Pesach, Mishum Tzerech Yom Tovu. There, the Heter to do Malacha has nothing to do with Tircha and Davra Avid. That's simply a din in Tzerech Yom Tov. That certain things Chazal allowed you to do Erev Pesach because there are big need. People need to have their suits tailored. They need to get their hair cut. They need to do the laundry. So midi the tzarech yom tiv shavu rabbanan, midi the lav tzarech yom tiv loy shavu rabbanan. So that's why we're only going to be matter things that are tzarech yom tiv. That's which the Gemara Pesachim said, that tailors, barbers, and laundromats are allowed to be open on Erev Pesach, because we find on Chol HaMayim they're open. It's not that because on Chol HaMayim there's a kula, so therefore on Erev Pesach there's a kula. What the Gemara means to say is that because on Chol HaMayim it has a kula, because of Tzayrech HaMayim, we find that these things are considered a big need on the Mayim, so to Erev Pesach, these are also big needs for Tzarech Yom Tov, that we're going to be matter on Erev Yom Tov. Just because you find something that we're matter on Chol HaMayim, that doesn't necessarily mean to apply that to Yedalin. And really, there is a heter for a payel she'ein lo mayoichal. You ask the kasha, if so, every malacha should be mutter on Erev Pesach. The Gemara is saying, no, you missed the boat. There's no such halacha like that. There's no reason to compare Chol HaMayim to Erev Pesach batzav. And really, there is a heter on Chol HaMayim, and only on Chol HaMayim, for a payel she'ein lo mayoichal.